Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now, Scott Kennedy is online from Racing New South Wales. Good morning to you, Scott.
Hello, Andrew. How are you today?
Very well indeed. Can you enlighten us on the situation with the Everest emergencies?
Absolutely can. First of all, all the 12 runners have confirmed their place in the field that we knew about previously. The conditions of the race entitle us to declare up to 6 emergencies for the race, which this year we've done. This obviously gives the best protection for the slot holders in the event of something going wrong. Now, they're entitled, of course, to select whichever emergency they choose in the event of an injury or an illness to the horses. It's not a conventional order of entry for the emergencies. Just want to make that clear to the listeners. So I'll give you these in alphabetical order, Andrew.
Yep.
Clearly Innocent, Jungle Edge, Osborne Bulls, not alphabetical order, sorry, Dothraki, Pirata, and Sprite.
Pirata and Sprite. Okay. Now, the one thing that comes out is the 6 obviously all come from the Sydney Stakes.
That's correct. So I think we've got to fill the 17 declared for that race. So those 6 horses have also accepted for the Sydney Stakes and will run in that race unless they get a call up to the Everest.
Okay. Obviously, we don't want anything to happen to the 12, but as you say, you've got to prepare, haven't you?
Absolutely, that's absolutely the case. We need some protection there for the slot holders that invested heavily in the race. It also adds a little bit of interest as well.
Yep, for sure. So Clearly Innocent, Jungle Edge, Osborne Bulls, Dothraki, Pirata, and Sprite are the 6 emergencies, and it would be up if something happens. It's up to the slot owner to decide what horse they'd like of that 6.
That's correct.
Okay. The one interesting one that stands out, and I know it comes down to the Everest committee, but Jungle Edge, who knows if the rain does arrive? We know how good the horse can be on a rain-affected track.
That's absolutely the case. He's got some great performances up here in Sydney on rain-affected ground. And in fairness to the horse, he's earned his place in the field or in those 6 emergencies based on his rating anyway. So they're rated from 110 down to 106. So they're all fairly tightly bunch group as far as their handicapper ratings go, and they're more than worthy emergencies for the race.
Okay, and one question without notice, Scott, the Kosciuszko barrier draw, is it just being done as normal tomorrow?
That's correct. It's a normal barrier draw, and that'll be released with the release of the fields.
Yep, okay. Thanks a lot, Scott.